now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast with you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But it's all about how you can get us on the go, because in today's world, in today's society, it's all about radio on the go. We have all the devices. Joe has every single one of them ever manufactured and some that are in development. But he'll like to talk to you about the platforms and every way you can get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You are exactly right about that, Bob, and there are a number of ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link on our homepage that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on that aforementioned homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check it all out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Wealth of on-demand content, a versatile app you can download to any device, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces can check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
Indeed, it's a relationship that's been ongoing for a long time. We're very proud of it. We're very happy that you listen to us on the American Forces Radio Network.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack and start knocking things down. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline USA. But we'll set the table and start knocking things down right after this very brief timeout.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Well, indeed it does. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Let's set the table, my friend, and chow down on some sports.
Well, Bob, the focus of almost this entire two-hour edition of the Spano and Black Attack is really going to be this weekend's NBA playoffs. I mean, you know, you had an entire weekend of first-round action, eight games in all. All the series have now started, and we're going to dive into them and dissect each, you know, each one of these games and get into what they may mean going forward as far as these matchups. There were a couple of intriguing ones, a couple of real good games, some real interesting storylines, and a lot of blowouts. But we'll dive into all of it throughout this 2 hours, and it'll probably take us most of the way. At the back end, maybe we dive into the NFL and we talk a little NFL draft and also a notable starting quarterback from one of last year's playoffs teams was released and he hits the open market. We can also speculate on what that may mean to some of these situations where there are teams out there looking for quarterbacks and other ones hit the market and it may shake things up a little bit. So we'll perhaps talk about that at the back end of the show as well.
Sounds good. What do you say we send head east, young man, go the opposite of Horace Greeley, and talk a little bit of Eastern Conference basketball circa Saturday night?
All right. I guess we'll start with Saturday afternoon with the game that tipped off the NBA playoffs, and that was a series that has now started in a major way. As what do we always say? An NBA playoff series doesn't start until the home team loses a game. Well, the home team has lost the game once again, and it's the Toronto Raptors who seem to have trouble getting off to decent starts in these first-round playoff series. They fall at home 100-90 to the Indiana Pacers. Pacers take a one-game-to-none lead in that Eastern Conference playoff series. Really, when you look at this game, the dominant factor was Paul George. Great in the second half, 33 for the game, 10 for 13 from the field in the second half, and really had his way with DeMar DeRozan, who was assigned the task of defending Paul George and had very few answers.
Yep, absolutely right. You know, Indiana is flyover country, and people forget about it sometimes, and also with the gruesome injury that he suffered a couple of seasons back. You know, you overlook Paul George as one of the great players in the league sometimes. We don't. But a lot of people do. And, man, did he put on a display on Saturday, Joe. And not only, and I you know, you mentioned DeMar DeRozan and his assignment, as it were. Not only did Paul George dominate that matchup, but he took DeRozan out of his game to the point where DeRozan didn't score. And he needs to score for that Toronto team with only 14 points. And Paul George was just magnificent.
I mean, scored in so many ways, scored in the post, scored coming off of screen, scored beating DeRozan off the bounce. Sometimes he used his speed. Sometimes he used his strength. Sometimes he used his smarts. It was a dominant effort for Paul George in that second half as Indiana took over and went on to the 100-90 victory. And, you know, the Raptors really, they struggled all game long in many ways in this one, and it was close throughout, but they only shot at 38% from the field. You talked about the struggles of DeRozan, 5 for 19 from the field. He missed on all three of his three-pointers for just 14 points. But once again in the playoffs, Kyle Lowry, who has another terrific regular season, comes up incredibly small in the playoffs. I know it's one game in, but 11 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, along with 6 turnovers, is just not going to get it done for the Toronto Raptors. So as a group, they didn't shoot particularly well. Lowry and DeRozan, their two best scorers, struggled mightily from the field, particularly Kyle Lowry. And, you know, while it was close throughout, when it mattered most down the stretch in the last 4 minutes of the game, it was the Indiana Pacers that took over this game. You know, it was a game that was in doubt throughout. And again, give Toronto credit for hanging in there despite not playing their best basketball and really being dominated by Paul George. And to the point where they led 84-81 with just a hair over 4 minutes left. But then what happens? Indiana goes on that 11-1 run, 95-82 at a buck 49 left. They don't look back in the finals, 100-90 Indiana. They steal one. They steal home court advantage in this best of seven playoff series. And you've got a two seed who a lot of people love their talent and are really looking at a team not only to make some noise this year, but with an offseason to tweak things and improve things and mature. This is a team that looked like a very dangerous team going forward, and now they already find themselves to some degree behind the eight ball.
Yeah, no question about it, and you make a great point. You cannot drop that first game at home. As we're very fond of saying, it is now officially a series. The way they went about it, though, as you said, it was a competitive game, but when crunch time came around, they were the team that didn't go on the run. It was Indiana, and their scorers shied away from getting it done. Not intentionally, of course, but they just didn't execute when it needed to happen. And when you look at the opportunities, I mean, look at what Valanciunas did on the boards, Joe. The opportunities were there. They had possessions. Lowry comes up small. DeRozan, I don't know if it was all energy expended on the other end of the court, but he didn't have his shot under him. And nobody else contributed in a big-time way. Patrick Patterson, a couple of things here and there. Corey Joseph, same thing. At least you got something off of the bench. But the rest of the guys, it just wasn't there. And yet again, they struggle in the opening round on a team that, quite frankly, a lot of people like this team over Cleveland in this conference this year.
Well, it's certainly a team we think is on the come. And it's not that we think they're a year away, but we do think they're behind Cleveland right now. But we thought with another offseason, you know, to tweak some things, get Damari Carroll back to being 100% healthy, and that's going to hurt him in a series because ideally
he'd
defend Paul George, and he's asked for that assignment going forward, but he's on a minutes restriction. And coming off the knee injury, doesn't look like he's all the way back. That said, this is a big disappointment. Kyle Lowry now second year in a row struggling in the playoffs. He had terrible playoffs last year. And this is a Raptors team that's been on the come and been growing, but the last 2 years has gotten knocked out in the first round. We all expected them to get past that, and we actually expected them to be the team in a competitive East that ultimately emerged to be opposite Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals. Losing this game doesn't put them in a good position to have that happen, as now they go into game two of this first-round playoffs in the Eastern Conference in a must-win mode. Their backs are against the wall, and all the pressure is on them, and a team in Indiana that can come in real loosey-goosey as, well, to be honest, they're playing with house money, may be able to take advantage of that fact and find themselves up 2-0 and have Toronto really backed against the wall, Bob.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, the other aspect of it, too, and, you know, I'm always fond of saying this, when you have the best player on the court, a lot of times it gives you the distinct advantage. Well, certain guys with Toronto needed to step up and show that if they were not the equal of Paul George, they were at least damn close. Nobody did that. DeRozan didn't do it. Lowry certainly didn't do it. The only one that even came close was Valanciunas, and that was because of his effort on the boards.
Right, Paul George, you look at the effort on the boards and you crow about that, but it didn't turn into anything. You know,
no, that's the point.
He had all these rebounds. He had 19 rebounds, and that's great. But he turned them into 12 points, and here's a center who shot 4-for-14 from the field, was in foul trouble throughout, so while the numbers look good, he wasn't the huge factor in this game that those numbers might say he was.
Well, he was trying to be aggressive. You know, that helped get him into the foul trouble, because where he was at least going after it, nobody else on his team was picking him up. And, you know, again, wouldn't it be fair to say he's third scoring option?
That'd be fair to say on this group. Absolutely, he's a third scoring option. But that said, those 19 rebounds, including a bunch on the offensive end, because Toronto dominated the offensive glass, 20 offensive rebounds, they didn't turn them into any points, and that was a key factor in this basketball game. Offensive rebounds are great, and it's a great number, and for teams that don't shoot well, they usually have that edge. But if you don't turn them into points, they're worthless. So for all the work he did on the boards, they didn't turn it into anything, and with him being in foul trouble, he wasn't the big factor in this game that those numbers would say he was. That's where we'll pick it up on the other side before we continue along with more Saturday action in the NBA playoffs here on The Attack, so keep it where it is.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We're talking to some NBA basketball, specifically Toronto Raptors failing to get it. Raptors failing to get it done against Indiana at home.
Yeah, it just, you know, and again, as a result, it ultimately ends up putting the Raptors with their backs against the wall, and the pressure starts to mount on this young team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's all that talk about them having lost in the first round the last 2 years and being one of those teams that has these great regular seasons and can't get out of the first round. Now you end up down 1-0 in your own building. The struggles of Kyle Lowry continue. They're in that must-win situation, and the collar starts to get tight. For Indiana, game two, it's house money, and they found something with Paul George being able to exploit DeMar DeRozan. So this series takes a very interesting turn off of this one game, and it'll be intriguing to take a look at it tonight because they continue tonight, 7 o'clock on NBA, 7 p.m. Eastern time on NBA TV. And I think it's going to be very intriguing to see how Toronto comes out for game two.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. You talk about must-win situations. Oh, yeah, you know, they got plenty of time. No, they don't. No, they don't. Because you know that in the back of their minds, they're saying, uh-oh, here we go again. And when you've been in that situation before, it's real easy to feel that collar, as you said, tightening around the neck. And again, Paul George just stepping it up in a big-time way. And if they don't have an answer for him, Indiana will get out of this series, much to the surprise of pretty much everybody.
Yeah, including us. And again, they're hoping that they can get something more on the defensive end out of Damari Carroll, and he's asked to do more. But again, dealing with the knee injury, the minutes limitations, and some of the limitations at this point in the healing from that knee injury, they don't know how much of a help he can be.
Right.
And all I know is DeMar DeRozan's going to have to do a better job on the defensive end if DeMar Carroll can't give them more on a defensive end against Paul George, or it's going to be another long night for the Toronto Raptors. That they got to shoot better.
Yep.
Can't shoot 38% from the field and turn the ball over 20 times. I don't care how many times you go to the boards and get offensive rebounds. You're not going to win very many games that way.
Nope, no question about it. And, you know, you mentioned DeMar DeRozan. I think a lot of it just falls on Kyle Lowry. All in all, he's just got to step it up in a big-time way. Make a couple of shots. You know, cut the turnovers down a little bit. And just be the floor leader that you're supposed to be. The all-star, I'm one of the best in the game floor leaders. He wasn't.
Fair enough, Bob. And now we move on and we continue our journey through Saturday action in the NBA playoffs. And now we do head west like Horace Greeley. Golden State Warriors, boy. You know, I guess this is what a typical 1-8 matchup looks like. Golden State Warriors 104-78 over the Rockets at the Oracle. And this one was really over at halftime. Warriors up 18 after one quarter, 27 at the half. James Harden did nothing in the first half. Harden comes out, does some things offensively in the third quarter. The Rockets go on a little bit of a mini run, get it under 20. Well, that doesn't last long, and it's pushing 30 by the end of the third quarter, and it's extended garbage time in this one in the fourth quarter. Warriors get all their key guys out, get them rest, and this is what we talked about going into the playoffs. Well, to mitigate the advantage that some of their other competition has over them and the other key contenders to an NBA title have over the Warriors, and that they strategically rested their guys all year and in particular down the stretch while the Warriors were going for historic number 73. Make this a short series, take care of your business, and even within these games, get to the fourth quarter with having a 20-plus point lead, and you can rest all your guys. And that's exactly what happened in this one, Bob. This one was over quickly. Again, that little mini run in the third quarter made it look like we may have something for just a moment. It
right.
didn't last long. Snap of a finger. And the next thing you know, the Warriors are back out by 30-plus, and that's really the end of it in this one. And I guess the only mystery left here as far as the game, the series, and everything else, the health of Steph Curry's right ankle.
Yeah, no, that's the storyline coming out of it. I mean, it very aptly, as you put it, the separation here between a 1 and an 8 was never more apparent than in this particular basketball game. I mean, Golden State did whatever they wanted to pretty much whenever they wanted to, except for that brief period of time in the game. But Steph Curry's ankle is really the storyline. And, you know, you look at it, do I think Houston will be a pushover if he's not in for game two? No. I don't. I mean, they're professional athletes and they play with pride, but this team just flat out cannot match up. with Golden State. And we talked about it before the playoffs. You know, when you have the opportunity and you're blowing teams out, that's how you get your rest. And for whatever they did, whatever energy was taken out of this Golden State team as they were going down the stretch and they were going for 73, it certainly wasn't apparent that they had lost anything in game one of the NBA playoffs.
Well said, and I guess Houston's undoing even more than their defense when you look at the final score. Golden State only had 104 points.
Right.
It was their offense. Their offense was just awful in this one. You know, in the early going, they did have some opportunities, and they couldn't hit a three. They couldn't hit a layup. They couldn't do anything on the offensive end. And then it really just started like that rolling stone gathering moss. It really started getting away from the Houston Rockets, and boy, it wasn't long before there was no looking back, Bob.
Oh, there's no question, pal. And I mean, you know, you talk about that, and I think it's a great point. You know, this is a team, they got to score. You know, they got to.
Well, that's their calling card.
You know,
they don't play defense. If they can't score, they're done.
That's it. I mean, you know, when you talk to this team, it's not even that they pretend to play defense. You know, it's all about the offensive game for them, and it didn't show up in this basketball game. But crying out loud, you know, there's a bunch of teams that weren't in the playoffs that could have beaten them the other day.
Well, again, their calling card is offense, and what made them so much better last year, and this was a Rockets team that just a year ago, with most of the same personnel, made it to the Western Conference Finals, was the improvement on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. That improvement in the 2014-2015 season on the defensive end that really propelled them, not only in their regular season last year, but in the playoffs, hasn't been there all year. And really, you know, in Game 1 Saturday, their defense wasn't their problem. Their offense abandoned them. And honestly, against a team as good as Golden State, when Houston's not filling it up on the offensive end, they just have no chance. These two lock up in Game 2 tonight, 10:30 Eastern time on TNT. And Steph Curry, it looks like, will probably play. But I can imagine if this one looks an awful lot like Game 1, it'll be another 20-minute night for Steph Curry. Get him some more rest on that tender ankle. Get the rest of these starters some rest and hope they can make it a real short series with a whole bunch of blowouts. So that way, as the second season of the NBA rolls along, the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors can mitigate the advantage that some of their key adversaries have on them, and that's being rested down the stretch.
Yep. I think it's a pretty apt point that you made, but I'll throw this question out there at you. You know, if you're Kerr, and you're sitting there, and you just had this kind of blowout win against Houston. And look, you know, you're holding serve at home. I get that. Do you play Steph Curry tonight? Now, he is campaigning to play. But do you play him in this game, particularly since Patrick Beverley has gone out of his way, at least thus far, and, you know, that's his rep. We both like him as a player. He's incredibly physical. He'll lay the body on you. He's willing to push it as far as the referees will let it go. And you already got a nicked up star. Why risk it? To be perfectly honest, I mean, look, I'd have him ready to go and warm him up. And if it's a tight game and, you know, you get into an issue, okay. But otherwise,
just
I don't
play
think
him, Bob. Just play him.
I don't think I would.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Bob. You just talked about how important, or we just talked about how important it was that Toronto lost home court advantage to Indiana in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, I don't think Golden State wants to come and let Houston back into this one by giving up home court. Don't mess around. Get up 2-0. If you don't like the way the ankle's recovering moving forward and you've controlled the series and you go to Houston and you need to give them Game 3 off, that's fine. Because coming out of Game 2, they're going to get a bunch of days off anyway before Game 3. They don't play Game 3 until Thursday. So
right.
I'm playing Steph tonight. I'm hoping we get out in front the way we did in Game 1, and I can limit his minutes and move forward. So I'm playing Steph. He's lobbying the play. They've erred on the side of caution. He didn't practice yesterday. He got treatment instead. Says he'll be good to go. Guess what? He's going. We're taking both games at home. We're taking care of our business. We're hoping we can get everybody out for the fourth quarter, and then he gets 3 days off before Thursday. If we don't like how he responds on Thursday, well, that's in their building. We can afford to lose one in their building. We'll let him take the night off on Thursday and come back on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I get the point. I get the point. I guess for me, if I'm Steve Kerr, I'm walking into that trainer's room and I want to see what that ankle looks like. I guess that would be where my decision would be made. You know, it's all well and good. He's campaigning for it. I get it. He's my star and everything else. I want to know what's going on with that ankle as precisely as I can before I make that decision. I get your point about wanting to nail it on the home court. And if you got to give up on Houston, yeah, okay. But let me see what kind of shape that's ankle in. That ankle's in, because Patrick Beverley is going to make him pay for it.
Well, it was a chippy game one. I'm sure we'll see more of the same, but I'm also pretty sure we're going to see Steph Curry on that floor on the opening tip of game two of that matchup between Houston and Golden State at the Oracle. Again, on the other side, more NBA playoffs and your calls at 800-878-PLAY right after this short timeout.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, more so for some teams than others. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the phone number at Span56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Any last thoughts on Golden State, Houston?
Not really. It was a blowout, like I said, for Golden State. Make it short, make it sweet, get some rest, and mitigate that advantage that teams like San Antonio and Cleveland have over you from the perspective of rest.
Yep. What do you say, Atlanta-Boston?
That's the place to go. That was the one good one on Saturday night amongst these four games. This one was really a tale of two halves. Atlanta in the first half, Boston in the second half. Atlanta hangs on for the 102-101 victory with Jeff Teague playing a great game throughout, but taking things over down the stretch. And without Avery Bradley on the floor to guard Jeff Teague down the stretch, as you know, Bradley's their best perimeter defender. He had that hamstring injury, and I don't think he's going to be back for the entire series. You know, Boston was up against it as far as trying to defend Jeff Teague. Teague was brilliant, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 12 assists, and Atlanta goes on to protect their home court in a thrilling 102-101 game between two very evenly matched teams in what I think is going to be a very long series.
Yep. You know, listen, Bradley's hammy. This is, as Brad Stevens said, he heard a pop. Never a good thing. It looks like he's going to miss the rest of the series. I wouldn't be surprised, even if Boston advances, that they miss the rest of the playoffs. But with that being said, the only real competitive game on Saturday. And, Joe, you know, we love both of these teams. Both of the coaches are really, really solid. You know, people forget Atlanta had the best record in the East last year. You know, these are really, really good basketball teams. It's almost a shame that they're matching up in the first round because they're that evenly matched. And, you know, look, Atlanta did their job. They held court. And, they know it's not going to be easy against this well-coached Boston team. But with Bradley's injury, that kind of tips things in the other direction, I think, to a certain point. Puts a lot more emphasis on Marcus Smart. They're going to have to bring him in. And he is a terrific defender. But he's really going to have to clamp down and play that perimeter and really get it done for Boston. They're going to ask him to do a lot more.
Well, you know, that's a big factor. Guys like Marcus Smart, maybe it's an R.J. Hunter. Because basically they're going to need the best of R.J. Hunter and the best of Marcus Smart, because in many ways combined, that's what Avery Bradley is. He's probably their best perimeter defender. And if it's not Avery Bradley, it's Marcus Smart. But he's also one of their key three-point shooters. And amongst those guys on that bench mob that are going to be asked to do more, the guy that's probably the best pure outside shooter is R.J. Hunter. Marcus Smart struggles with his outside shot at times. So while he can replicate a lot of what Avery Bradley can do on the defensive end of the floor, he can't replicate a lot of what Avery Bradley can do on the offensive end of the floor. So they're kind of going to need two guards to be Avery Bradley and replicate what he brings to this Boston Celtics team, because he brings the perimeter shot. He's one of their best perimeter shooters, and he brings great defense on the perimeter as well. So losing him hurts them a lot, and I think you're right. Maybe, just maybe, it tips the balance of this series in the favor of the Atlanta Hawks, who also have home court advantage. And, you know, really, after Avery Bradley exits, and not that Teague wasn't playing great throughout this game, but boy, were they masters of the pick and roll down the stretch, with Teague working the pick and roll with Al Horford and then working it with Paul Millsap and really taking control late in what was a terrific game.
Yep, it's fair all the way around. And, you know, you look at Teague's line and you know, just to compare it to Kyle Lowry's, here's what a floor general is supposed to do. You know, 7 of 15, 9 of 11 with the free throws. 4 rebounds, 12 assists, 4 fouls. So he was playing aggressive on the other end of the court as well. And for a guy that, you know, from all apparent reasons, looks like they're trying to replace with Dennis Schroeder. You know, this guy's an elite point guard and has been for quite a while now. He really stepped it up in game one of the playoffs and really showed his leadership skills, Joe.
And as much as they wanted to replace him, look at what Dennis Schroeder did. Look at his line. 11 minutes, 0 for 6 from the field.
Yeah.
He was not a big factor in this one, as Jeff Teague really was in his terrific 36 minutes, hitting free throws down the stretch as well, on top of everything else. And you always want that from the guy with the ball in his hands, and that's the point guard. So great effort. They got some great efforts from a lot of guys. Kent Bazemore was terrific early. Very aggressive going to the basket. He was a big factor in this with 23 points.
And our buddy, Big Al Horford.
Yep. He was great, 24 and 12. Paul Millsap was solid as well. I mean, and there was room for them to be better. You know, their best outside shooter and the guy that really stretches the floor for them, Kyle Korver just 1-for-10 on this the night in this one. So there's actually room for them to get a little more. Schroeder didn't play particularly well, and Kyle Korver didn't play particularly well. I think it's a very intriguing, a very exciting, and a very evenly matched series. But I think you made a good point. The injury to Avery Johnson may just be the thing that tilts this in the favor of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, I'm looking at it that way. But I'll tell you something. You look at the way Stevens coaches this basketball team, and again, I don't want to completely make Toronto references, but when guys were not getting it done for them, there wasn't the next man up. With Boston, there's always the next man up. There's always a guy ready to step in and get it done. There's no ego on that team, at least not any apparent ego. There's a couple of locked-in starters like Crowder and Isaiah Thomas. But the rest of the guys, if they're coming off the bench or whether they're starting in the particularly given role that Brad Stevens is giving them in that game, they get it done. So I want to see how this team responds in game two before they do take it back to Boston. If Atlanta exhales and Boston can steal one, we'll be having an entirely different conversation.
That's a very fair point. And you know, again, we'll be watching, you know, as these two will, you know, continue the series on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. What do you say we swing to the last of the Saturday matchups? And, well, this one was a little less than scintillating, to be fair. You know, we talked about Golden State and Houston, and we found a couple of storylines within that one, the little run in the third quarter. There was no storyline here. Mm-hmm. You know, OKC goes up 26-11, you know, after one quarter, and forget about it. They go into overdrive from there because this one was as over could be, as the Thunder really put it on the Mavs, 108-70 the final. You know, 26-11 after one quarter, 59-33 at the half. So now you say to yourself, okay, it's about as over as it could be, but if Dallas can do something in the third quarter, maybe we're looking at something. What does Dallas do? They come out and put up 18 in the third and really made this an epic blowout. This was an utter dismantling by OKC from stem to stern, and there really isn't a storyline here and not a whole heck of a lot that I can grab except for the fact that OKC played great, Dallas played lousy, they couldn't play worse, and OKC blew them out from beginning to end, and Dallas was really never in this one, and it was over early.
What can you add? The only thing, and look, we talked all season about Golden State, and I mean, they were just on one of those magnificent all-timer, we'll be talking about it forever, NBA runs. San Antonio is San Antonio. And they're always there each and every year. They have the best coach maybe in the history of the sport. We both think so. Oklahoma City. This is a team that, although the regular season was important for them and they were very competitive, this is why they got Donovan to coach this basketball team. They want the different result in the playoffs. They want domination. They want you to remember that Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant are on the same team. And they want you to remember that this team goes 9, 10, 11 deep a lot of times. And they have the depth to compete against anybody in the West. The difference between him and Scottie Brooks and the approach, he'll use those guys. Guys don't go into the doghouse. This is why they brought in this coach, Billy Donovan. And let's see how it goes. Step one was certainly pretty damn impressive, wasn't it?
It sure was, Bob. I mean, literally, Dallas had one player in double figures. Dirk was Dirk. You know, 7-for-15 from the field. He only turned the ball over twice in his 25 minutes before they lifted him as there was no point. 18 points, 4 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
But not another guy in double figures.
Nobody could shoot.
Wes Matthews, 7 points on 3-for-10. Darren Williams, 2 points on 1-for-9. You know, along with 3 assists and 2 turnovers. I mean, it was just a dismantling. And that's all the only thing I can use to describe it. OKC dismantled Dallas. I mean, there's a stark difference in the talent on these two teams, and it really showed on Saturday night. And I think this is another one of those series that ends up being a short one, and we thought there were a couple that could be very short series. I think this is certainly one of those series. And OKC was very impressive, and Dallas really never made a stand.
Yeah.
They were not impressive at all, and this one was as over could be early, Bob.
Yeah, there's really no other storyline in it.
Except maybe OKC had it so easy they exhale a little bit, and that gives Dallas a chance to get into it, but I don't see that happening. You know, as you've talked about, OKC's got one thing on their mind, a deep run through this Western Conference playoffs, because their mindset is, hey, you guys are all talking about San Antonio and Golden State. Don't sleep on us. I know we didn't have the win total, but the second season's here, and we got Durant, we got Westbrook, and we got Ibaka, and we got Enes Kanter, and we got Steven Adams.
Yep.
And we think we're pretty darn good. So don't sleep on us, because if you do, you might just get scorched.
Yep. It's fair. And I think it's a legitimate thing on their part. You know, I mean, again, this is a team, you kind of overlook them a little bit, which sounds weird with the star power that they have on that basketball team. But they're
it's almost a spectacular year from San Antonio and Golden State. They were the storylines all season long out in the West.
Yep, and that was my point. Go ahead.
And it's funny to kind of wrap, because really there's no other storyline there. And I guess the way to take it, because we can kind of start to roll into Sunday already, I'll kind of go out of order, because here's a game we can cover rather quickly. And the parallels between this one and OKC and Dallas are pretty obvious. San Antonio and their 106-74 dismantling of Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, Memphis is so banged up. You know, it's down to Vince Carter and Lance Stephenson being the key offensive pieces. They limp into it. They make the playoffs. But this one was another one that was over quickly. Memphis hung around. They played hard, did the very best they could, unlike Dallas, who just got blown out early. And it was an 11-point game at halftime with San Antonio in control. You could say, well, Memphis has still got a chance. Well, not in the third quarter. 33-14 in the third quarter for San Antonio, and really that was the end of that. You know, Memphis had no answers, and from there, this was one of those fourth quarters on cruise control as well for the San Antonio Spurs, very much like the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think the parallels between those two games I think are quite obvious. San Antonio really dominated and controlled it, Bob. And I'll give you a chance to weigh in on that on the other side. And that's how we'll wrap up hour one of this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56 at Bob Black 71. And just, you know, there's not much of a storyline with San Antonio and Memphis, but I'll tell you what, the average margin of victory for the Spurs against Memphis during the regular season, Joe, is 12.5 points. This is an overmatched, undermanned, especially at this point, basketball team. I don't even see how they steal a game unless they get one at the Grindhouse.
You know, there's no Mike Connolly, there's no Marc Gasol.
Yeah.
It's Vince Carter, it's Lance Stephenson, and it's our buddy Zach Randolph, and that's about it.
Yep.
You know, and that's not enough. I mean, they fought. Give them credit, and you could see it was an uphill battle, but they really did fight hard in the first half, and they did their very best. But that third quarter, boy, did they clamp down, led by Kawhi Leonard. I mean, they forced Memphis into six turnovers and held them to 14 points, and they went on a magical run themselves, San Antonio, putting up 33 in that third quarter. And, well, just like that, 11 became 30, and the game was over.
Yeah, no question about it. And they're asking these guys to just do so much, whether it's Tony Allen. It really doesn't matter at this point in time. They just don't have the talent. They're not going to be able to do it.
That's the bottom line. Banged up, decimated by injuries. They found a way to stay to squeeze into the playoffs in the Western Conference. Well, quiet as they went in, they're going to go out even quieter.
Go be a short
trip,
brother.
They went in like a lamb. They went in like a lamb. They'll go out like one as well.
Yeah, Easter lamb.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, that's a wrap on hour one. Fun hour it was. Lots of NBA playoffs. More NBA playoffs, the focus of hour number two. And time permitting, we'll get to a little bit of that NFL before we get out the door on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. But now we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The Supreme Court hears a big immigration case today. Justices will consider the case challenging the president's executive actions, shielding several million illegal immigrants from deportation. More than two dozen states filing suit. The executive action's frozen. Donald Trump keeping up his attack on what he says is a corrupt primary process, but the chairman of the Republican National Committee firing back, saying he's not going to be bullied.
There's no room for threatening the delegates or the convention or anybody that would be going to our national convention.
Priebus telling NBC's Meet the Press the GOP presidential frontrunner's claims that the GOP nominating process is rigged against him are without basis. Over the weekend, the United States transfers nine Yemeni detainees away from Gitmo and into Saudi Arabia. This is part of a diplomatic agreement between the two countries and comes ahead of the president's planned visit to Saudi Arabia this week. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The tax filing deadline is here, and you've done nothing. What do you do? Randy Fuller has some ideas.
The IRS does give you the option of getting more time to file your federal return. TurboTax expert Lisa Green-Lewis.
People think if they file an extension, that it's an extension to pay if they owe money.
The thing is,
it's only an extension to file your taxes. So if you do have a tax liability, you're still required to pay that.
She says an extension could be something to consider if you've had an unexpected life event or have simply been too busy to start the tax filing process. If you won't be able to meet today's tax filing deadline, the IRS allows you to get an automatic six-month extension. If you don't file the extension or pay your tax liability, you could face stiff penalties. I'm Randy Fuller.
The 120th Boston Marathon gets underway today, and security is tight as it has been since the 2013 finish line bombing that killed three and injured more than 260. At least 5,000 police officers going to be deployed along the route. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
American military personnel join earthquake relief efforts in Japan today. They're going to help Japanese authorities who are struggling to feed and take care of tens of thousands of people left homeless after two powerful weekend quakes that left more than 40 people dead. Meantime, in South America, rescue crews in Ecuador working frantically to reach people they believe are still alive in collapsed buildings after that 7.8 magnitude quake that hit the western coast of the country on Saturday. More than 270 people now confirmed dead. A FedEx employee will think twice about where he takes his naps after what happened over the weekend. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has that story.
The unidentified employee fell asleep inside of a Lubbock, Texas-bound aircraft while loading it in Memphis, Tennessee. He woke up in mid-flight. Although he knocked on the door to the pilot's cabin, he was not let in due to safety reasons. After landing, the employee was questioned by airport police and then released back to FedEx officials. It's unknown if the employee will continue working the night shift. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Actress Amber Heard is pleading guilty to smuggling her dogs into Australia, but she won't face punishment. She was, however, made to record an apology video alongside her husband, Johnny Depp.
I'm truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared. Protecting Australia is important.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
Heard was accused last year of illegally importing two Yorkshire Terriers into the country where Depp was filming the fifth movie in the Pirates of the Caribbean series. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is I? I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, on that happy note, welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. It's all about the devices. It's all about radio on the go, everywhere you can get Joe or myself and anything here on the network. And Joe, explain it to the people.
I sure will, Bob. A whole number of different ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your favorite device, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and I'm sure a couple you can.
Yeah.
There's also there's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very similar deal for TuneIn Radio. It's an app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC. There's also a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network on live channel as well, so check us out on TuneIn Radio. Of course, Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And there's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do. And if it's giving you a little taste of home and you happen to be far, far away, no matter where you are, whether it's the Middle East or stationed in Europe or in Asia or wherever it is, we're happy to be a part of it and very proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll continue our journey through this weekend's NBA playoff action and roll into the NFL before we get out the door on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon. Egg. Cheese. Croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. More NBA on the breakfast table.
Exactly right. There's not much table to set. It's all about the NBA. And as I said, before we get out the door, we'll make sure to hit a couple of NFL stories, as I think they're worthy of some attention. But we move back to the Sunday playoff picture, and we'll head back in time, and we'll start with the game that started the Sunday action off, and that was Cleveland's 106-101 victory over the Detroit Pistons. They protect their home court. They take the 1-0 lead in this best-of-seven series. But, boy, it wasn't easy. Detroit gave the Cavaliers all they wanted and probably a little bit more.
Yep. I think that's fair. When we were previewing, you know, I looked at this series and, you know, look, I don't think Detroit is going to win it, but I don't think this is going to be any level of cakewalk for Cleveland just because of the fact I think Detroit matches up particularly well. I don't know that they have the firepower, but they have the physicality. They have size. They have athleticism. And Cleveland played a very solid game, but they were fortunate to get out with a win. Detroit gave them everything that they could have wanted.
Well, you know what was interesting about this game? There were a couple of unusual outliers here for the Detroit Pistons that allowed them to stay in this game. Here's two things that they usually struggle at. Production from their bench and shooting the basketball. And they were able to do both of those well, particularly the three. The three's not a big part of the Detroit Pistons game, and they usually don't have a lot of success with it. Well, in the first half in particular, very effective shooting the three and all the way through. 15 for 29 from three for the Detroit Pistons. That's not normal for them.
Nope.
The other thing that's not normal, they usually don't get any contribution from the bench. They've had a struggle getting production from the bench all season long. That's why they made the Valanciunas trade at the deadline with Houston. You know, that's why they've tried to make the trade with Houston to add a big and add production off the bench. And, you know, they ended up rescinding the trade.
Right.
And, you know, Detroit no longer, you know, was having struggles with the bench, and they still are. But for one game, Stanley Johnson gives them 9 points, 8 rebounds, and big production off the bench in 16 minutes. Steve Blake chips in with 6 assists, leading the second unit. Rodney Bullock, 8 points. So they got production off the bench that they usually don't get. And that was the other unusual aspect for all of this. Not only did they get uncharacteristically effective shooting from three, they got uncharacteristically good production from their bench.
Yeah,
Reggie Jackson was terrific most of the way. Down the stretch, he was a little bit of a disappointment, and in many ways, that probably spelled the difference in this game.
I think that's fair. And, you know, Kyrie Irving stepping up big time for Cleveland as well had a lot to do with it. You know, Joe, you make really good points there. And if you look at this Detroit roster and what they've been able to do over the season, this is about as good an offensive effort as you're probably going to get out of this team. And it wasn't quite enough. And that's why I'm saying they don't have enough firepower against Cleveland to get it done. But all other aspects of their game, the fact that they play hard-nosed defense, the fact that they hit the boards, the fact that they have size and they can match up front, you know, they and really overmatch up front in some instances, they're going to be competitive in this series. It still may end up being a 4-1 or even a sweep. But these games are going to be tight. I don't think you're going to see Cleveland blow them out in any of these games. I mean, maybe there's one. But, you know, Stan Van Gundy is starting to get it in the direction he wants this team to go. He's a very good coach. The players are buying in. He has complete player personnel. So they're able to – he's able to bring in the guys that he wants. And going forward, this team is going to be a team to be reckoned with. You know, they're going to be annoying. They're going to be like the gnat at the picnic right now. But going down the line, as they add a few more key pieces, they're going to be a very good basketball team and a roster to be reckoned with.
You're absolutely right. Let me correct. I got my Eastern Bloc players wrong. It's Dante Montehunas,
who I was thinking of from Houston.
Not Valanciunas from Toronto. I got him mixed up. We were talking about Valanciunas earlier. But the long and short of it, that was a player they wanted to add to their bench in Detroit because they had trouble getting scoring off of their bench. And, you know, so those were two outliers for them that they usually don't get. They usually don't shoot three well, and they usually don't get production from their bench. They got it yesterday and still came up short. Mm-hmm. But if there's a silver lining here for Detroit, Andre Drummond wasn't great. And maybe that's a glimmer of light, because I don't know that they can keep shooting like this. I don't know that they're going to keep getting this kind of production from their bench. I tend to think they won't, if their season is any indication of what to expect. But they also can expect more out of Drummond, as he didn't give them his best effort on Sunday. So maybe there's room to keep this close. I mean, they're not springing the upset, but you have to wonder how much trouble they'll give Cleveland as this series continues to unfold, because there is a little bit of room here for Detroit to build upon some things, even if they don't shoot it quite as well as they did, and even if they don't get the bench production that they got in game one. Drummond can be better. Jackson mm-hmm. can be better down the stretch in a tight game. And who knows what can happen. But for Cleveland, here's what you're looking for. This is what you've been waiting for all year.
Yep.
All three members of the big three played well and together, and nobody was left on the outside looking in. Love was brilliant. LeBron James put in his points and facilitated everybody else's offense, and Kyrie Irving was terrific. To me, that's what you've been waiting for out of that big three with any consistency from the time they put it together, Bob.
Yep. You know, and look, you and I have gone back and forth on this quite a bit. And, you know, again, people forget, Love went out in the first round last year. Kyrie Irving aside, I loved what he did yesterday. He put on the kind of show that Kevin Love is capable of doing. LeBron, rock solid. Kyrie Irving, as you said, was brilliant. If they get that kind of performance out of those big three every single night, they're going to be a threat to Golden State. You know, let's be honest about it. And, I wanted to see them. We were talking at the trade deadline. I wanted to see them go through this playoff season completely healthy with the big three on the court at the same time and see how it plays out. Look, it's one game. I get that. But I sure liked what I saw. What I didn't like was the tone that they were talking about afterwards, where they were trying to criticize Cleveland for, well, you know, did Detroit catch you by surprise? It was more competitive than most people thought. Well, you know, there's two basketball teams on the court. And as you and I were breaking it down, Detroit has some talent, and their particular style will grate on any basketball team that tries to do what Cleveland does. So LeBron spent more time answering about what Cleveland didn't do as opposed to what they did. And what they did was play damn good basketball, and the big three did what they were supposed to do.
Hey, 81 points combined from that big three, and that's big. 81 of 106 points, that's a huge factor. And the Pistons' defense was tough, and it always is. Again, they made an unusual amount of threes. Their bench gave them something they usually didn't. The Pistons played very, very well. Down the stretch, you know, like I said, the Cavs made the big plays the last 3 minutes. And Reggie Jackson, a little too much dribbling and not real good decisions down the stretch of this basketball game that doomed the Detroit Pistons in this one. But I think this series is going to be tricky for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But I did like something subtly that Tyronn Lue did as far as a strategy decision. And it was when Tristan Thompson was out of the game, and they went big, and they went to the center position. It was Love that was the backup center.
Yep.
And that allowed him to thrive in the post and really do some big things on the offensive end. And they were able to get away with it as Drummond wasn't great. I think it's a great move for them offensively. I don't know that it's something they can continue to do throughout the playoffs, as defensively, Love's going to have some real trouble defending those fives. But for one day, it worked brilliantly anyway, and we'll keep an eye on it as the playoffs continue to unfold, Bob.
Yep, great point. We'll pick it up on the other side.
We're Spano and Black, Mel Flippin.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking some Cleveland, Detroit. And, you know, Joe, as we were talking about before we went to break, big three, big time, big stage.
Well said. I do definitely like the move, at least for one night of.
Yeah. I thought it was day, a great point say. You made. I thought it was you a know, great point you made.
Putting Kevin Love in there with that second unit, as it were, as the center, as opposed to either bringing Mozgov off the bench or whatever. I really thought this was a good fit and allowed them to exploit some things on the offensive end of the floor. And Love was brilliant, 28-13. I don't know how long they can do this and if they can do it against all matchups, you know, as because of Love's limitations on the defensive end as a five. But for one day, it certainly helped open up things offensively. Again, Irving was great, 31 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, just 1 turnover in his 38 minutes. Love, 28-13, along with an assist, only 2 turnovers in his minutes. And LeBron, 22-6. 11 assists, facilitating the offense of others. And, boy, they played great. And then you had your guys chip in, your J.R. Smiths, your Tristan Thompsons, your Iman Shumpert, your Matthew Dellavedovas. And what they got was exactly what they needed, the big three to be huge. And, you know, there were times, there was possession late in this game, boy, when Dellavedova canned that three, canned the long two, rather. That, boy, did they move the ball brilliantly. You know, so there was a lot to like about what the Cavs did in this game. You can see that the Detroit Pistons are on the upswing. And as they continue to get some more pieces that are a little better offensively, they're going to be very dangerous. Again, as I said, they usually don't shoot it that well, and they're not all that deep. So as they cure those things going forward, Stan Van Gundy's going to have himself a very, very dangerous team for a very long time. For this series, I think your Nat analogy was a pretty good one. They're going to be a pest to the Cavaliers, and maybe they stretch this out to 5 games with a bunch of close games. But ultimately, the Cavs will take care of business, and as we continue to watch them develop their postseason swagger, we'll see what they have as the playoffs continue to unfold.
Yep. Yeah, you know, two things I want to go back to with points that were being made here. And you grabbed the Tyronn Lue thing with Kevin Love. And, you know, look, I always like the fact that it's all great to go by the book and the stats and everything else. Sometimes with good coaches, and I don't know how Tyronn Lue is going to be in the long term, but he went with feel in this particular game involving Kevin Love. Kevin Love was having a terrific basketball game. And rather than remove him from the court in the traditional, it's now time for the second unit, he rolled the dice, as you said. He may not be able to get away with it all the time, particularly against, you know, teams with a little bit more of an offensive presence in the post. But he got away with it this time, and I liked the fact that he coached with feel in this basketball game. Too many of these guys are push button. We got to do it now because this is what we always do at the 7-minute mark. He didn't do that. That was number one. Number two, we talked about the fact that Kyrie Irving, you know, a lot of times when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, he's not very effective. Well, yesterday, over the weekend, LeBron James had 11 assists. Kyrie was still involved, had 6 assists, but he shot the ball, made his shots, and was still a focal point within that offense. If he can slide into that and accept that, then they're going to be real dangerous going forward, because then it will be all of the big three involved and not two out of the three cylinders firing. Kyrie Irving adjusting his game a little bit in game one while LeBron was facilitating for the most part really was a big difference in this basketball game.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's the LeBron James that I think, I mean, I understand, you know, big spots, you still need LeBron James to be LeBron James and score the ball. But when he's facilitating the offense of others, in many ways, that's what he likes to do, and that's what he does best.
Yep. And how many times did we talk about when the ball wasn't in his hands over the course of the season, Kyrie Irving was standing around like a statue?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't that in game one.
Maybe they're learning to play together, Bob. It's going to be an interesting watch, and I think you also made a good point. Stay healthy. That big three playing together, and they're not going to be the easy out in the NBA Finals for Golden State or San Antonio that many would think.
Yep, it's fair.
What do you say we move on to the last two games from the playoff action this weekend so that way we can get to some NFL news? And neither of them were much to talk about. And I'm surprised at this one. I thought Miami-Charlotte, every game and the series as a whole would be incredibly competitive. Well, this one wasn't. Miami starts out putting up 41 in the first quarter. And, well, there ain't no looking back. 123. You know, we've had a couple of these. I don't know what else I can say. You know, it's a Charlotte Hornets team that's built around defense. They score enough to stay in it, but their calling card is their defense. Well, their defense wasn't there on Sunday evening as they gave up 41 in the first quarter. Luol Deng was brilliant. Hassan Whiteside was great, and there was really no looking back. 123-91. Not much I can add, really, Bob.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, again, for a team that it prides itself on defense, where the hell was it? You know, it certainly wasn't there. Deng, you know, since they've slid him over to the power forward position, I mean, it's made a big difference in his basketball game. And you know, it I don't know that they could do this on this level and continue to do it, but man, they were impressive. And you know, again, Charlotte, I have a tendency to just write this off as a one game aberration, but I guess we'll find out going forward. Man, it was an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment.
It really was. And Deng was great. You know, you talk about 31 for the game, but when it mattered most and Miami was putting this one away, 14 first quarter points.
Yeah.
That was huge. You know, and again, a factor on the boards and everything else. And Hassan Whiteside continues to produce. So those that doubt him, stop it. 21 points, 9 for 11 from the field, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 blocks.
Yep.
He's going to be a very rich man, and rightfully so. I don't know whether he plays in Miami or someplace else, but whoever gets him is getting an incredibly athletic center whose game is still growing.
Yep. I mean, look, I understand Miami's not going to want to overpay him. But when you look at the logistics on this roster, where the age is and where the health questions are, I just don't see how they can let him go, Joe.
And I don't know that there is overpaying a guy like this anymore. He's young. The game has grown and evolved, and the athleticism he brings in today's NBA, but the ability to still be a legit five. He can go out and chase the pick and roll. You know, most of these legit fives that you talk about, that you say they're a back-to-the-basket presence and everything else, they can't chase the pick and roll. They're not athletic enough, and they have so many limitations to their game that in today's small-ball NBA, they can hurt you at times as much as they can help you.
Right.
That's not the case with Hassan Whiteside. He's athletic enough on the defensive end of the floor to chase the pick and roll against some and be a factor in pick and roll defense against some of those more athletic fives that when teams play small ball. He's also developing that offensive game, not only in the post, but that little mid-range jumper, and he's improving as a passer.
Yep. I nothing to disagree with there, but I mean, talking to Zach Buckley last week, they're back and forth on it within the organization. I mean, to me, you got to sign him. I think he's a cornerstone of your franchise for the next 5 to 7 years.
And if you don't sign him, he'll be a cornerstone of somebody else's. How's that?
Yeah. I thought you made a great point the other day. I mean, he's a guy, if you can do it without breaking the bank. Can you imagine if he replaces Andrew Bogut at Golden State?
And they could. You let Bogut. You know,
oh, yeah.
There's some things they could do with Bogut and some of the other minor complementary pieces with the cap bumping up the way it is, you know, because everybody has them in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, and that's entirely possible. If you do that, well, then, you know, this ends up being plan B. But the truth be told, with the development of Harrison Barnes and all the other talent there, putting Whiteside in the middle and have him be a rim protector and defender. He's athletic enough to get up and down and do some of those different things that Golden State needs their bigs to do. The only thing they'd miss about Bogut, he's a superior high post passer who facilitates a lot of offense. You don't get that from Hassan Whiteside the way you get from Andrew Bogut. But what he brings on the boards, what he brings on defense, and he'll improve their defense because of his ability to go out and play against those smaller centers out on the perimeter and his athleticism. They would be incredibly dangerous, that duo of Hassan Whiteside and Festus Ezeli in the middle with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Harrison Barnes, Andre Iguodala and company around the perimeter. That'd be a team that they'd be hell to deal with, Bob.
26-year-old, legitimate low-post player.
Yeah. You don't see many of them, not with that kind of athleticism. And that's what makes him so special in today's NBA is the fact that, quite simply, he's a back-to-the-basket five and a real low-post presence who is incredibly athletic.
Yep.
So, that said, Game 2, Heat and Hornets in Miami. They don't play again until Wednesday, so the Hornets have a couple of days to make some changes, figure some things out, lick their wounds, Bob.
Yep, that's pretty much what they're going to do. Like I said, I'm sure coach is emphasizing to them, look, this is just an aberration. It's one game. Throw it away.
Right. You know, sometimes about blowouts, it's not like they give you two losses if you get blown out. There's still one. So if you change some of the things you're doing, and I happen to think Miami and Charlotte are pretty evenly matched, but defense is the order of the day for them. And if they don't bring defense, they're in trouble. So they have to get some answers between now and Wednesday, or this could be a lot shorter series than we thought. On the other side, Bob, we got one more playoff game to get to. We'll get through that in rapid-fire fashion, but then I definitely want to hit some NFL news before we get out the door on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? I don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
No, true, but you're tuned into us anyway. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Sidney Roberto out in the West Coast. Clippers 115, Blazers 95, and domination in a series that maybe we thought was going to be a little more competitive, although we both like chalk. And if the first game is any indication, boy, is Portland in trouble.
Yep. Blake Griffin, you know, he came off of the injuries and the suspension, and he looked out of sorts. No such problems.
No.
Last night, number one. Number two, Portland's calling card is, to be honest, it's their backcourt and their ability to rebound on the offensive boards. Well, neither of those came to the forefront last night, as Chris Paul was brilliant. And the Clippers' backcourt clearly outplayed the Trailblazers' backcourt. And the Portland Trailblazers didn't win the battle of the offensive boards. Blake was great. Chris Paul was brilliant. And this was one where the Clippers kept building and building and building and building and made the fourth quarter another one of those moot point quarters, as this was another one of those blowouts, Bob. I was really, really impressed by the Clippers. And if Chris Paul and Blake Griffin can keep playing like this, they're a dangerous team. And these Western Conference semifinal matchups look like they're going to be mighty, mighty interesting. Again, they do have the ultimate Achilles heel, and it's DeAndre Jordan. The fact that he can't shoot free throws. He missed a free throw yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. He missed a free throw in a way that I have not. I mean, I've seen bad free throw shooters, from the Dudleys to the Drummonds to the, I don't know, you name the guy.
There's plenty of them.
You know, there's thousands of guys that we could name, Dwight Howard, et cetera, that couldn't shoot free throws. And we've seen all kinds of air balls. I never seen a guy shoot free throws wide right before.
Yep.
I mean, It looked like
Scott.
I was wondering if there
Norwood.
Was something wrong with him.
It looked like Scott Norwood.
I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
No.
You know, to me, we've always talked about it. It's an Achilles heel that teams like San Antonio and Golden State are going to take advantage of.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't fix it. It's one of the things they've hitched their wagon to, for better or worse. So we'll see what happens. You know, for one night anyway, Portland's advantages were not Portland's advantages, and that's why they got blown out. Game two in Los Angeles, maybe more of the same, and if it is, this could be a lot shorter series than we thought. If it isn't, and Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum end up evening this thing out a little bit, well, then maybe we got something.
Yeah, I we'll see. Portland's a pretty damn good basketball team, and I wouldn't count them out quite yet. But since Blake came back from the suspension, this is the first game that I saw where I really felt as if he fit in. That's number one. And the other aspect of it, too, you know, Doc's got him a little bit of bench, and he used it. He wasn't afraid to go to it. And if they can get that, and they can get themselves a little bit of production out of there, they are going to be dangerous. As you mentioned, the second round matchups, because we like chalk in the West and we discussed it. Some of these second round matchups could be just intense, crazy ass basketball.
Yeah, it really could be. I mean, you know, if the chalk holds form, it's Golden State and the Clippers, and I think these matchups could be a lot better than they were in the regular season. I mean, especially Blake playing the way Blake's playing, or at least for one night, Chris Paul being Chris Paul. As you said, the discovery of something of a bench. I mean, you know, outside of Jamal Crawford, it's not going to be a bench that's going to remind you of one of the great benches in NBA history. But there are some pieces there, you know, with Jeff Green, and he didn't play many minutes. Austin Rivers is starting to look like a lot better basketball player than we ever thought he could be. Paul Pierce is a forgotten man. So is Wes Johnson. So is Cole Aldrich. But if called upon to do more, they have the ability to bring more. So it presents a very intriguing matchup, and I don't think if it keeps going like this, it may not be as easy for Golden State as we all think, much like San Antonio and OKC could be incredibly intriguing. So those look like fun.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got to take care of their business first, but it would be a stretch. It would be a shock if they didn't at this point.
Yep, I think that's fair. You know, and the guys that you mentioned, if called upon, you know, that's where you catch that lightning in a bottle sometimes, where you get that one game, that one performance out of a guy with the mileage on the odometer like a Paul Pierce. But he's going to be ready. You know, whether or not the shots go in remain to be seen, but he'll be ready.
Fair enough, Bob. What do you say, you know, because we've kind of recapped the entire NBA playoffs. We set the stage for. Let's quickly set the stage for who's playing tonight, and then we'll kind of move into the NFL. I know we mentioned it as we were going along and doing the recap, but we want to give everybody the primer of what's going to be on tap for tonight. There are three games tonight, and it's Indiana, Toronto tipping things off 7 p.m. Eastern time on NBA TV. Dallas, OKC, 8 p.m. on TNT.
Yep.
And to round things out, Houston, Golden State, 10:30 on TNT. Those are your three games on tap for tonight in the NBA.
Yep, we know all the ramifications. Let's see how it plays out.
Let's get to the NFL, Bob. Much like we talked about right after the trade went down, I said good trade for Tennessee. It's not as one-sided as many people would have you believe as it relates to the Los Angeles Rams, and we dissected all of this. But I said if Tennessee wants to make this an outright home run and leave everybody without anything to criticize about as it relates to the trade, they need to get back into the top 10, and they're working diligently to do just that so they can secure the left tackle that they want.
Yep, and we talked about the fact that they have the additional pieces because of the trade to have some maneuverability. It looks to me, Joe, I mean, I guess hope against hope that they could still get Laremy Tunsil, but it looks to me as if they were targeting Ronnie Stanley. They'd like to get it back into the top 10 and get him.
Well, you know, a lot of things with Tunsil, and I can tell you this, if they had their druthers, Tunsil would be the guy. It just depends on how far up they can get.
Right.
And if they can get far enough up with a lot of teams in front of them, maybe or maybe not taking an offensive tackle, Tunsil may still be there for them. If not, obviously it's Ronnie Stanley. Because if you're Tennessee and you want an offensive tackle, if you're trading up, you're taking one of these two guys. Because if you're going to sit tight at 15, you take Jack Conklin. That's the realities of the situation. You know, and I've heard a lot of people say that Tennessee is not crazy about Stanley and they like Conklin an awful lot. These indications, if there's any truth to them, that they're looking to move up lead me to believe they do like Ronnie Stanley and that they'd be more than happy to acquire him and draft him and have him go in there as their left tackle. But I know if they had their druthers, it would be Tunsil. They just didn't think he was valuable as the number one overall pick, would rather have the other pieces, don't see that much separation between Tunsil and Stanley and Tunsil, Stanley, and Jack Conklin.
Yep, and, you know, again, maneuverability being the key. And we discussed it. If they can get back into the top 10, then it's an absolute home run for the Tennessee Titans.
That's it. Well said, Bob. What do you say, the last piece in this equation really for today as far as the NFL, for me, is the Houston Texans. They don't surprise anybody other than we knew it was coming, we just didn't know when. Well, it's come and it's gone. Brian Hoyer released.
Yep.
And he now hits the open market. And with a couple of teams out there in need of a quarterback that they can plug in and say, okay, We've got the talent around us. We need a caretaker quarterback, a game manager quarterback who can come in and make a few plays for us, like Denver and like the Jets at this point. Brian Hoyer entering the open market could be a pretty attractive commodity to a couple of these teams. To Denver, because Mark Sanchez is not the answer, and I think they know that. And for the Jets, because of the impasse in the negotiations between them and Ryan Fitzpatrick, they liked Hoyer last year. Hoyer chose to go to the Texans. Maybe this year they bring in Hoyer, or at very least they bring in Hoyer for a discussion to light a fire under Ryan Fitzpatrick and have him, you know, stand down from his unreasonable salary requests.
Look, I couldn't agree more, and I think the Jets are really going to push the buttons to try to get Hoyer in and maybe get a little maneuverability as far as the negotiation. Because, hey, look, you know, we know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. We know he's overvaluing himself. But he's also looking at the market saying, you know, there's two teams here that are playoff-caliber teams at every single position except the quarterback position. So I'm going to price myself to the point where – they're going to have to make a call, and if somebody wants me, I'm going to take the highest bidder. Ain't going to be no hometown discount. With Hoyer out there on the market, I think it changes the equation. I think Hoyer certainly is a better option than Mark Sanchez. And with that being said, you know, does Denver get into the mix? I would imagine they more than likely will, but they're not going to overpay for it. Because of time.
No, they're going to commit. They're going to stay committed to their number because they're really not in play for Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I think this is where Fitzpatrick and a lot of people are missing the mark. Broncos kicked the tires on Ryan Fitzpatrick and they walked
away. Yep, and didn't like it. That's right.
You know, basically, if you're Ryan Fitzpatrick and you're Jimmy Sexton, Ryan Fitzpatrick's agent, you have one suitor for your starting quarterback services. That's the Jets. With an option now, because the Jets kicked the tires on RG3 and let him walk away as they weren't that interested. But now with a guy like Hoyer that we know they liked and have liked in the past on the open market, all of a sudden any leverage that Ryan Fitzpatrick thought he had is instantly gone because the Jets will bring in Brian Hoyer, sign him, and say, hey, run this offense for you. We don't think you're a step down from Ryan Fitzpatrick, and we'll keep doing what we're doing with some of the things we have around us at the quarterback position, and we think we can make some noise. And then all of a sudden for Ryan Fitzpatrick, guess what? That 2 years at $7-plus million a year from the Jets doesn't look so bad because all of a sudden you'll be a backup in Dallas for about $2 or $3 million a year holding a clipboard waiting for Tony Romo to get hurt.
Yeah, no question about it, and that was my point. I mean, when Fitzpatrick and Sexton put it out there, they felt they had two suitors. Well, at that number, they didn't. And Denver made that abundantly clear. This is a game changer as far as his negotiations go because he could end up being the guy that doesn't have a chair to sit when the music stops, and he'll end up taking less money to back up somewhere.
I think that's exactly what I just said. And it's going to probably end up being Dallas because Dallas still doesn't have a backup quarterback. It doesn't look like the chips are going to fall right for them to get a quarterback. So if Fitzpatrick prices himself out of this market, Hoyer takes, you know, 2 years, $10 million with $5 million guaranteed from the Jets to come in and start a quarterback for them, guess what will happen? Ryan Fitzpatrick will have to go to Dallas and back up there because, to be quite honest, there won't be a chair for him to sit in after the game of musical chairs, as you said, has stopped.
Yep, he overplayed his hand. You know, on the other side of the coin, though, look at it from the Jets' perspective as we get ready to get up against the break. Who would you rather have back there, or is there a difference between the two of them as far as Jets' attitude?
I think they'd rather have Fitzpatrick, but at a certain price. Once you go past $7 million a year for 2 years with half of it guaranteed, if Hoyer's willing to come in for something around $4, $5, $6 million a year for 2 years with half guaranteed, we'll bite the bullet on the small difference to quarterback position to bring a guy in that we like. So I think that's where you stand with them.
I agree.
On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in here in the last minute. You know, it's funny. I'm always amazed at these coaches sometimes, and I want to take it back to Cleveland and Detroit here for a second. But, you know, Stan Van Gundy, he's a pretty blunt guy, as is his brother, you know, doing the commentary on the air. But, you know, Van Gundy always speaks his mind, and they grab these guys as they go into halftime or sometimes on the quarter, depending on what position in the season it's in. They you know, what's on your mind? Why did your team do X, Y, and Z? And, you know, Van Gundy was talking to Lisa Salters, and she got a very honest comment out of him. You know, they were talking about the fact that he had a couple of plays go his way in game one that could have been called offensive fouls. And Van Gundy, after the first quarter, said to Lisa Salters, well, you know, a couple of calls upset our guys. They got to understand LeBron's LeBron. They're not going to call the offensive fouls on him, so he gets to do what he wants, and they got to understand that. Very honest. And, oh, by the way, very accurate. And then he backtracked. You know, and then he backtracked. Then it was, well, it's two calls in an entire game after that. Look, refereeing had nothing to do with it tonight. Now, look, you know, I understand you don't want to get the fine from the league, and I understand you don't want to tick off the officials, but you know something? There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of pepper on the meat with the salt. And there's nothing wrong with the fact that he spoke the truth. Superstars do get preferential treatment in the NBA. It's always been that way, and it always will be that way. Until he gets a couple of those guys on his team where he can do the same thing, he's going to have something to bitch about. Don't back down. Don't back down. No need to. Keep it in the locker room. Your players will love you for it. And guess what? You can afford to pay the fine if they throw one at you. Well, that's it for this edition of the TAC. Stay good. Stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the network. Great shows for the rest of the day. Don't forget Best of Byline, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. For Mr. Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.